right, welcome, folks. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and I'm joined today by Robert Scott Bell from robertscottbell.com. Welcome, Robert.
Great to see you, Mike. It's so good to be back and connected in real people terms. I mean, like, we don't get to see each other that often, so.
I know. We're actually hanging out in person. Are we allowed to talk about where we are?
Yeah, I think so. It's a really cool project our friend Andy Wakefield is putting on. He's really moved into feature films now. And there's a fictionalized version of some of the whistleblower stuff related to the Merck controversy with their MMR shot, where they spiked the blood to make sure that they got monopoly status on that shot. And it's his story, but fictionalized version for feature film release in the year 2023. So it's really exciting how Andy Wakefield is transformed from his physician scientist status to tell the stories that are going to be and are so impactful on bringing what we need, you know, right back to the people to recognize how much corruption there is that's going on.
Yeah, I just saw Andy earlier walking around. I mean, he's like a film director. He's got a headset on. Yeah. He's running the crew. I mean, he's a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Went from, you know, physician and researcher to filmmaker. So you and I are getting to see behind the scenes what's going on. I can't wait for this film to come out, but it's great to see you here.
It's great to see you too. And what a journey we've been on for so many years now, decades, in fact. And I think about the last two and a half, maybe 3 years, especially with the COVID crazy, how many people, and especially I think about the physician and scientist community who I've been berating for years to say, you guys, this is not right. The corruption that you're engaged in and involved in, even if you're not personally responsible for it, if you turn a blind eye to it, it's going to end up devastating millions of people's lives. And we're witnessing that now. And yet it takes that, unfortunately, to wake people up enough to go, oh my gosh, this is real. This is really happening. I've now got to speak up and say something. Now, not all of them are, but those that are, I'm welcoming them into the fold and saying, look, you know, say your sorries to God, because, you know, there's some stuff you're gonna have to deal with later. But right now, let's get on to the movement that we must be doing to create a different kind of world where we don't embrace this tyranny and this terrorism against people through medicine.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that there are people still coming out right now or getting red-pilled about the fraud that we've all lived through for the last 2+ years?
Yeah.
For example, recently, speaking of Hollywood, the actor Tim Robbins came out and said, oh, okay, I was lied to. You know, we were all lied to. We know the vaccine doesn't work like they promised. And then on the conservative politics side, Ben Shapiro came out and said the same thing. We were lied to. I was tricked. You know, all of this. And, you know, you and I have the same attitude. We're like, okay, welcome to the club. And there's a lot more that you need to know, because you're only on step one of where this thing goes.
Yeah. And I think about these folks that have woken up to this within the last couple of years, as you said, and what we're dealing with is decades and decades and decades of entrenched corruption and deception and death-inducing machinery. And, you know, as I've talked to these physicians and PhDs, and, you know, I'm kind and loving and welcoming them in, as you are. We want them here with us. At the same time, I'm like, you didn't know that Fauci was doing this back in the 80s? No. All right. Well, look.
You didn't know that the vaccine companies were all about profits, not people? Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't want to shame them any more than they're ashamed of themselves. And that's, again, shame is an interesting aspect of this. We covered an article from the Brownstone Institute about, you know, the shame of what happened in COVID, and that some people are waking up to their humanity because of that.
Yeah.
And a Tim Robbins who is, you know, leans left politically, which I don't necessarily do. Yet at the same time, I respect people intellectually that can defend their positions or explain why they believe what they believe. And props to Tim Robbins. And I think even Susan Sarandon was friendly with Ron Paul over the years, right? Yeah. And I saw that and I'm like, all right, there's intellectual integrity here. We don't all have to agree on everything, but my gosh, we have to have some ability to communicate with one another and say, you know what, I was wrong about this. And Tim Robbins has done that. And I talked about it on my show as well the other day.
Okay, great. Yeah. By the way, John Hewlett from Cardio Miracle just walked in.
Our buddy John.
Hi, John. It's awesome to see you. I'm going to do an interview with John separately.
Anytime with us.
Yeah. You want to join us?
Yeah, have a seat.
You know, what an honor to be with two of my favorite people on earth.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm
so, give you a hug, man.
I was just telling Lori Gregory, Andy Wakefield's
person, she's here.
That you're the swamp fox, Francis Marion. You remember I've been calling you that for years, the revolutionary guy. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm related to Francis Marion.
Is that right?
She's a direct descendant of Francis Marion the Swamp Fox. And that's what I've been calling you since I met you, because you come out of the woods, you attack the establishment as they're marching along like little soldiers, you slaughter them, and then you run back into the woods, and then you come back again and do it the next day.
Well, I came out of the woods today to be here to hang out with you guys. And then and I'm not going to slaughter anybody today. No, and then we're just
you're a humane slaughterer. You're you only go after the real enemy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Point out the bad guys that are doing bad things, and I think that's appropriate. And that's the thing we were just talking about, Mike and I, about willingness to wake up in the midst of a lot of horror that you didn't want to see, or you were paid a lot not to see, and then suddenly there's a point at which you can no longer remain silent about it. And that's what we're talking about here, is welcoming them into the fold, but also recognizing that they're astonished as they talk to us and say, how did you know about it all those years ago? Partly we weren't paid not to see it. And another thing, you know, for me, my health journey drove me to realize I was being lied to by everybody in the big pharmaceutical business and doctors. Even if they meant well, they were poisoning me to death.
Yeah.
And so I had to find another way.
Well, and speaking of finding another way, let me bring in John here, because it's so funny that your product, and I want to ask you to just, you know, for our listeners, introduce, John's from Cardio Miracle, and it was so funny because there was a situation this morning, and I don't want to go into the details, where I had to have Cardio Miracle, and you had given me some. It wasn't for me, it was for someone else, and I gave it to them, and it helped them in minutes, and because you had given me samples, I had it on hand. Mm-hmm. And
wow, Mike, that's exciting. Well, let me tell you, because 8 years ago is the first time we met.
Has it been that long?
It's been 8 years. And we, Janet and I, were so excited because we were going to go see our friend Ty Bollinger in Tennessee. And on the way, Janet had family in the South. And so we came down, and somehow through our mutual friend G. Edward Griffin, it gave me enough credibility that you were willing to, after vetting us through your town, you met with us. And we had such, you know, we've met with you twice, and it's been two of the real highlights, because we are such admirers of your courage and of your patriotism. We really are. And we're so grateful for that. And what's exciting, well, since then, the only thing is I have to tell you, almost all the other great advocates in the country are now recommending Cardio Miracle. And we said, where's our friend Mike? He was the first guy. He was the first guy on our list. And you actually even took it through your lab, which was a great honor for us. And I'm not going to say anything about your lab, because I know that you've had some problems recently with people extolling the claim. But
oh, yeah, that was a wild situation. But you always respected the, you know, our lab and our test. I think we tested your product for metals, and it was super clean for all of that. And thank you for, you know, respecting the privacy and everything on that. But that's not even the issue here. Mm-hmm. The issue here is, you know, as I sit here among you two guys, Robert, you know, you're out there activating people's minds with information and knowledge. And then John, you spent years developing a formula that activates people's, well, cardiovascular muscles, nitric oxide.
And so fights the spike protein damage.
Oh, there we go. See,
it's actually, suddenly, we now have the clinical studies, the scientific studies that only smart people like you could understand. I'm serious. You and Robert, and there's a handful, because the study that was done in silico research on 15 million data points on 760 mechanisms of action of our 53 ingredients were proven through that artificial intelligence research that it helps diminish atherosclerosis. It reverses the pre-diabetic condition. This is the study. This isn't John Hewlett. This is the scientific studies published in the middle of August of this year by Frontiers in Nutrition. And they even addressed metabolic syndrome. Mm. And it actually helps with kidney function, vitamin D absorption, and they even said the magic words, the C word, any aspects to do with the spike protein in the C.
You know, and it's funny, because I was just looking at the ingredients of your product this morning, like I said, L-arginine, L-citrulline,
Panax ginseng.
Yes, some D-ribose in there, some ginger, I believe, as well.
And because of you, silica, and Robert, my friend, recommended selenium. Mm-hmm. So we've improved it six times in the last 9 years. And a lot of that it wasn't about me. It was about talking to smarter people. And two of the smartest people I've met in the last 20 years in this space are Mike Adams and Robert Scott Bell.
Well, and I got to say, John, I haven't seen you in years. You haven't aged a day.
Which means I was looking pretty lousy then, but I'm still upright, which is amazing.
You have the same energy. You have the same demeanor.
Robert is my cardio miracle because he was already healthy.
I know.
He was already absolutely strict.
It took me a while to be agreeable to even try.
He didn't even want to try it because he looked at me and he says, "You don't look like my new nutritional trainer." And then he saw what happened to Super Don, his producer.
Oh, yeah.
Migraines went away. His wife's kidney function improved. His blood pressure improved. All of the things with Super Don. And Robert finally says, "I guess I better try it." Well, guess what? He's kicking A in all the kickboxing at his age, at all age groups. And he has seen that he's been able to train harder and recover faster and feel better. And his wife has had a wonderful result from Cardio Miracle, as well as hundreds of his listeners. So I'm so glad to get a shot at the Health Ranger today. This makes my trip worthwhile.
Well, let me ask you, just give out your website. I think it's just cardiomiracle.com, right?
Right, cardiomiracle.com. And you can also go to Robert Bell's.
Robert Scott Bell.com. You find a banner there.
Yeah, he's got a banner there and a special discount there. And we're looking forward to doing something with the Health Ranger again.
Okay. Is it still a tropical flavor is the one that I had this morning? Yeah. Is that still the primary flavor?
Still the primary flavor. We have organic beets, carrots, apple. We have coconut water. We have raspberry in that. We had to use a couple of natural flavors, and that's because when you look at how bad grapeseed extract and arginine, I said, I call it a raccoon float. You could probably, if you didn't sweeten it and add some good flavor, it would be unpalatable. But the good news is our scientific research that went through these 15 million data points, they did not find one negative, and they said this product impacts to the good all 2,700 known chronic illnesses. That's their words, not mine.
Wow.
Wait till you read it, Mike. You will be the smartest guy I know in this space.
Well, let me give you my current email address today. Not here on the recording, obviously, I'll give it to you today so you can get me that. I'd love to see it.
And you'll be excited.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that, as I was investigating, and I was slow, I slow walk this stuff, as you know. I take really my time to research stuff before I jump in, even if I hear all the people raving about it, because I've been doing it for so long. And then when they came with the scientific journal article, especially on the sustained nitric oxide production as well.
You'll love this. They found in this last published article, Mike, that our formula of sustained nitric oxide that Professor Malinsky proved went 24 hours sustained, but that nitric oxide with our vitamin D created essentially a feedback loop, making more vitamin D from the inert vitamin D in the tissue.
That's what I wanted to bring up.
It was grabbing the inert vitamin D. So we're seeing people's vitamin D levels go up precipitously over almost any other delivery of vitamin D.
So it is the metabolic deficiencies in most people that are taking D that they're not getting full benefit and may take too much because it's fat soluble, et cetera. It will take a lot to get there, but it gets there. And when I saw that it activated, it took the stored D and turned it into the active form in the body, I was like, this is what I'm talking about.
It was a breakthrough that they'd never seen before. The scientists said, this is new ground in the vitamin D aspect. And so
that activation happens in the liver, correct?
Correct.
But then it goes to the kidneys and the
other areas. Yeah. But they found that it activates that inert stored up vitamin D and makes it bioavailable and absorbable. And so I'd always wondered why my wife Jan, her D level went in less than a year from 33 to 84 on Cardio Miracle. And so because you've been advocating D for so long, and most of us can't lay naked, sunbathing, you know, for 2 hours a day.
We can always try. We can try it. See if we get arrested, depending on where we are.
But I think that the inability, the metabolic inability to transform that which is being taken in, that was always my concern, because I see so much metabolic inefficiency. And so just taking something isn't enough. And when I saw that it was activating the stored D, I was like, oh, yeah, now we have an ability to take that all we know about D and not waste it, not overuse it, exactly, and be efficient with it. And now, yeah.
Yeah. Now, is it because I remember from the last time we spoke, is it still that you want to take it absent of any other proteins that you're taking in?
Correct. You take it first thing, usually, because they found that agmatine, I saw an article on you on agmatine just the other day.
Yeah.
We have agmatine in it. So we have two forms of arginine and agmatine and citrulline and D-ribose and ornithine, and we have then all the supporting characters, hawthorn, astragalus root, panax ginseng, grapeseed extract. That's why our nitric oxide is safe and sustained. But the Malinsky study also showed us from the University of Ohio that not only does it sustain above baseline nitric oxide for 24 hours, it reduces the free radical, peroxynitrite, by over 50% at the same time.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So that the peroxynitrite free radical is one of the most dangerous ones.
It usually climbs with nitric oxide normally.
And that's the one that's generated in people's blood upon exposure to 5G.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so that's why we're seeing an enormous benefit, because if you're healing the capillaries, the microvasculature of the body with nitric oxide 24 hours, you're fighting against the damage of the spike protein.
As well as the 5G.
As well as the 5G, which is exasperating, as you would know.
Right.
The people who have had potentially the injection, that have had those other things, or had COVID or long-haul COVID or whatever, and then they're around and exposed to the 5G, it makes it worse. That's why the fight has to be nitric oxide and vitamin D safely delivered to help protect those sensitive arteries, capillaries, and lymphatic and neurological vessels in the body.
And also then, I mean, I think right now the population at large, you know, we're talking what, over 5 billion people have been, quote, vaccinated with this mRNA experimental injection. Mm-hmm. These people are going to need a way to get repaired if they don't want to die.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Mike, I'm just so excited to talk to you today. You have no idea.
No
idea. I mean, other than hanging with Janet, this is a great experience.
Really
because I have such a high regard for your patriotism. But our good friend Judy Mikovits said the other day to a group of pilots who were terminated and who are still operating, some of which under very impaired situations, quoting Judy, she said to hundreds of pilots on a phone call, every pilot should take Cardio Miracle before they board, during the flight, and after the flight, because if you're over 20,000 feet, you're exposed to all of that extra radiation.
Absolutely.
And activation, like the 5G situation.
Right.
So here's Judy, who you know is one of the smartest.
Yeah.
And what's been exciting, and I don't want you to feel bad, but we now have Brian Artis, Ryan Cole, Jane Ruby, Ed Griffin, Dr. David Martin, Robert Scott Bell, Ty Bollinger, Judy Mikovits, Christiane Northrup. They all take Cardio Miracle every day. And they endorse it to all their subscribers. Mm-hmm. So it's time. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. It's time for the Health Ranger.
So you're just waiting for me to like publicly. now it's my turn.
Well, I don't think you've been very busy. I mean, you're only probably working a 48-hour week in a day. You put in more time. In fact, we were talking about Mike and said, you know, or somebody said to me, you know, he does this broadcast before. I think it was your producer at Brighty, and he says, you know, he does his broadcast every night after everyone else goes to bed. And he said, we keep telling him to shorten it down, and then he does it for a couple of hours. I mean, you're amazing. And I'm telling you, we need to get you on the Cardio Miracle wagon on a daily basis just so you can continue to keep up the amazing work you're doing.
Maybe that's why God wanted me to be here today. Seriously. Because I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. There was this morning, and I don't want to share
that's
the details, but this morning there was an urgent need for your product.
Mm-hmm. And you remember.
And I, not, I mean,
because
I'm asking
you from time to time texting you, but
yeah,
I,
but I'm remembering details from our interview 4 years ago too, but I remembered that what your product did and I had samples. Now, by the way, the samples I had,
they're good after 4 or 5 years.
I know they're technically expired. Yeah. We use them anyway. I tasted it. It's all good. Yeah, it's good. Right. But I used that this morning and then it wasn't me using it, mm-hmm. but it made a substantial difference. In fact, I'll go ahead and say this. Mm-hmm. If your product hadn't allowed this other person to be well, I would not have been able to be here today.
Well, you know, one of the things that was exciting for me, because, you know, Mike, I don't know, I couldn't carry your pocket protector or Robert's on the science of...
Pocket protector.
Do you remember?
It's, word oh, of the, oh, it's the nerd thing. Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's, you know, they, in my era, my age, they used to wear a plastic thing with a bunch of pens in it.
I don't have a slide ruler, but I have a side arm, but not a slide ruler.
But you and Robert are so... knowledgeable in this area. I just connected the dots from talking to smart people like you. You influenced the last versions of Cardio Miracle. Wow. Robert influenced the last versions of Cardio Miracle.
Well, look,
so I mean, that's all been very, very helpful to that. But I wanted to tell you this quick thing on what you just said.
Yeah.
Professor Malinsky, the guy who discovered the vitamin D was the major impact to atherosclerosis that it is, he's the one who did my analysis on our product that determined at the endothelial cell level, that Cardio Miracle expelled, put a single cell with Cardio Miracle, 24 to 36 hours of nitric oxide safe expression. He's the one who did that. And he's the one who discovered the peroxynitrite dropped precipitously. He was blown away.
That's extraordinary.
But he even said to me, he says, John, if you have taken Cardio Miracle, he has broken Polish. He won the Madame Curie Award. He's one of the smartest guys in the world.
Wow.
He said to me in his broken English, he said, if you have a heart event and you've taken your product, John, your formulation, you could have a heart event if you've overexerted or if you have genetic problems, but you will have no heart damage. No heart damage.
Wow.
It's like taking safe, natural nitroglycerin. Without any side effects.
Okay, two things. Number one, do you have a few samples that I can take with me today?
I will give you whatever I've got. This is such a
No,
I want you to do it, and I'd love to have it be once again run through the lab because
we
are committed. We have been. And you know, Mike, I totally admire the fact that you've put together a couple of great brands. So because you've created a couple of great brands, because you have chosen to only deal with the very, very best, and then when you can, control your own inventory and all of those other aspects, which I totally respect. This is such a unique product because of the 53 ingredients and the effort and things that we've made. And our new paper that we just was handed to us is on diabetes and the impact that Cardio Miracle specifically has with this 15 million data points of research. It basically, the paper says, and it'll be published in the next little while, and you and I both know, double-blind studies and published things are not always what they're meant to be. Well, guess what? The pharmaceuticals have no say on my stuff. Mm-hmm. And so no one was going to publish this unless they knew that it was accurate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because I wasn't paying them millions of dollars in order to do it. But I went to these top scientists and they came back and they said, this has such an impact on healing the kidneys that a pre-diabetic at a high inflammation level will move down into the normal range again. That's their words.
Wow. Now, back to the peroxynitrites. This is something that we did a lot of digging into in terms of the science side, the formulation side, and we found there's a molecule that is extracted from cantaloupe, and it's called SOD, right? You've heard of SOD. And it is the last part of it is a dismutase. Mm-hmm. It is a very powerful molecule, but crazy expensive, like insanely expensive, like thousands of dollars per kilo. Thousands of dollars. And the amount of serving that goes into supplements of this as an anti-free radical molecule, I mean, it's not even I mean, it's milligrams because it's so expensive. Right. And what I'm wondering is,
I think that, what it is, Mike, yeah. what I think it is, because again, you know the physiology far better than I.
Well, I'm not, no,
but,
I'm not sure.
But
I, do,
but I, but I think this, when you have 24/7 safe, continual nitric oxide, mm-hmm. and it's healing that arterial wall, and then you're delivering quercetin mm-hmm. and vitamin D and anti-inflammatory, turmeric, astaxanthin.
Yep.
I mean, who has that in a nitric oxide supplement? Well, I do because of talking to smart people.
You have astaxanthin in
it? Astaxanthin's in my product. It's in that product. So astaxanthin and the turmeric, and then you add all of the antioxidants uh-huh. with the 24/7. And, you know, citrulline is often produced from the watermelon rind. Mm. So perhaps there's a vegetative aspect, but I think it's the anti-inflammatories that have the impact with the antioxidants, with the nitric oxide that hammers the peroxynitrite right in its tracks.
Yeah. And given how many people are damaged by spikes, we'll say, and I'm not talking about medieval warfare either, and also damaged by 5G exposure, we have almost a binary weapon system of exposure or pollution to the people, anybody living in a modern society. And they need internal shielding against all of that exposure. But
and the microcapillaries mm-hmm. are a network of 100,000 vessels, and that's where the damage is. Exactly. The damage of all those thousands of micro, well, you've been right. Well, and this is why can you imagine how excited I was to have Ryan Cole and Jane Ruby and Christiane Northrup and Brian Artis all taking now Cardio Miracle for their own protection against all the other ancillary things we're dealing with in the immune
system. Give yourself credit, because if you had not been able, you're great at explaining this and you have such great enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. That you're going to let everybody know. Otherwise, people wouldn't know. I mean, you are the driver of the knowledge about this, and you deserve a ton of credit for that, Robert.
He's persistent and patient with me, for sure, as I like slowly got there. But the more
faster
I studied,
than Mike Adams.
Oh well, I don't know, man. I'm running like crazy. The other thing you didn't mention was another validation of autophagy enhancement, right? The body's ability to deal with cellular debris and even recycle that which could be recycled, and that was another enhancement found in this formulation. So in so many ways, it's like, how did I not know this? How did I not take this earlier? At the same time, we're benefiting now by doing so and counteracting everything. And, you know, Mike, you and I try to live a lifestyle that's, you know, exemplary in terms of not impressing people, but for our own survival. And, you know, but yes, it's nice when it is a good example for others if we say, do as I do, not just say. And so putting this into the mix has taken me to that next level. So I can personally attest to that. That's why I enjoy doing that. But so much of what we're seeing here is, how do we regenerate faster than we degenerate? And when I go out and lecture, whether it be to medical groups or others, it's like the X-Men. Remember the X-Men, the guy Wolverine? You know, that's the whole comic book thing about regenerating so fast, you can't shoot him and kill him. And that was Rasputin. They had to kill him with a bullet because they couldn't poison him. His liver was so good. And how do we make our function so strong and resilient that we can be confronted by all of these assaults that we have little or no control over and yet walk through those walls with not having the deadly impact that it would have normally had? Yes. We've got a lot to overcome, and this is a big part of my daily regimen now because of that.
That is so important, and we live in such a toxic environment where it's not just inadvertent pollution. We're now under attack, mm-hmm. I believe. Yeah. I've covered this. We're under attack, and so only those who have the knowledge are going to be able to defend themselves from this. So look, we're going to wrap up this recording here, but final thoughts, John Hewlett.
Well, Mike, we'll get you a link to the scientific studies so that anyone who wants to pursue the science behind it, because what I've shared with you today are scientific terms, not medical claims. They're scientific claims based upon our three studies from the best, the brightest, and the complete database of all recorded nutritional history has been part of what we've accomplished. And I don't know of any other nutritional product ever that has gone to this extent to do it. And people were said, well, what if it doesn't work? And I said, I want to know if it works. That's why I'm investing to find out, because this is our life. And what I'm most excited about is that I believe that our cardio miracle gives people hope in a glass to help fight against this tyranny, this corruption, this unbelievable overreach that we've experienced as patriots. And we've also been heavily involved in fighting for turning over the mask mandate, getting lawsuits, recruiting sheriffs. I mean, we are helping to fund those efforts as a part of Cardio Miracle's mission, because if we don't do it, none of our businesses will mean anything to us. Yeah, so our lives and our families and our country are all at risk. And I can't thank you enough for your unbelievable commitment to that, and Robert Bell, two of the great patriots in our country.
Your thoughts, Robert?
All I could say is I'm just on this journey, and we're at this time in a unique time in history, in recorded history, and they're recording history right now, what we're doing. And I just think about my kids, and I want to be, if I'm remembered, that I tried to do everything within my power to make a difference for the better, not because it was for me, but look, I've invested a lot of time in bringing healing back where it wasn't, in America, my country, you know, that I love. And I realized how much we had all been lied to about this. And to have innovation happen, despite all the obstacles, like a cardio miracle, you can't tell anybody about any of this. And we have so much of our effort is in communication. And I want people to tell their story. That's why I love that we can tell John Hewlett's story, and he can still tell his story, because that's impacting on all of us. That the healing that they say is impossible is not possible. No, it's absolutely essential and inevitable when you do the things we talk about.
Yeah, well said. And by the way, nobody's going to accuse Robert Scott Bell of being a slacker. So don't worry about that. No one's going to say, he didn't do enough. That guy, he just sat around, did nothing.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's not you. All right. Well, thank you both. Again, cardiomiracle.com, folks, if you want to learn more about Cardio Miracle. And John, we'll talk off camera to see if maybe we can start carrying your product now. It's probably overdue. And then Robert, people can go to your website right now, I think, to get the cardio.
RobertScottBell.com. We have it linked up. If you want to get our newsletter, Super Don, you know Don, who's been my producer for so many years, and he's worked with you as well. You can text my initials RSB to 22828. So send 22828 and send RSB, and then you can get the newsletter. So you plugged into all these upcoming events that we do, as well as the daily show and the coverage that we cover, and also on Brighteon.tv and Brighteon.radio.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then we got the Brighteon booths right over here. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you both. God brought us together today to have this interview, and thank you both for sharing your time and your energy, your creativity with the world. Thank you both.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.